Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. Hope you had a good weekend. Jimi Hendrix there. You know, whenever people talk about the greatest rock and roll guitar players ever, Jimi Hendrix is always at the top of the list because he was doing things that people never saw before, never heard before. And it's always a fun conversation to have because there's a lot of fantastic rock guitar players. But when you start talking about who's the best and who's your favorite, obviously, that can be a subjective conversation. But Jimi Hendrix is usually always at the top of the list. Again, because when he was around doing what he was doing, most people, they never saw or heard anything like it before. But when you talk about the greatest guitar players in rock and roll, Eric Clapton's name is always on the list. He's on the list somewhere. He's always up at the top. And Eric Clapton was in New Orleans a couple of nights ago. He played the Smoothie King Center this past Saturday night. And I was going to go, but the more I thought about it, having to wear a mask for 2 hours, because when you went to the show, you had to wear a mask. The only time you could take your mask off is if you were eating or drinking. And that was one of the reasons why I decided not to go. I said I don't want to have to wear a mask for 2 hours straight or around 2 hours straight.
But, you know, there's a way you can work around that. You said unless you were eating a drink, and all you had to do was have a beer in your hand the entire time. You could say you were drinking. If anybody said, how come you aren't wearing a mask, you just hold your beer up like I'm drinking a beer.
Yeah, I could have done that. Just got a couple of beers at a time, and I could have kept the mask off the entire time.
And if anybody looked at you, just take a sip. Like, look. See, I'm drinking.
Does that make sense to you, Coleman, that you could be in there when they tell you have to wear a mask, except if you're eating or drinking? So you could be in there drinking for a couple hours straight and not have to put a mask on. Does that make sense to you?
I'm on record. A lot of the stuff doesn't make sense to me, but I'm just at the point now is why even argue?
I've seen Eric Clapton before, and I really wanted to go. Saturday night, I had several friends who went, but they were posting on Facebook. It was just everybody in there had to have a mask on.
You know, it's ironic when I was looking at my Facebook friends who were taking pictures from the venue and they was talking about it. I seen that it is weird because, you know, you think of Eric Clapton, you think of a rock legend, older generation, you know, like they that were inspired by him in their youth. It seemed like the older people were the ones complaining about, oh, I had to wear this mask, this, that, and the other. But the younger kids who were just getting into classic rock and Eric Clapton, they enjoyed the concert. And I found that they said they loved it. You know, Jimmy Bond was awesome. Eric Clapton was awesome. Whereas the older people were like, oh, man, I didn't really like it. The seats were scattered. The energy was really low. Whereas the younger kids was like, I enjoyed the hell out of this concert. I found that to be really weird. Like, they were numb to the whole COVID vaccination rules. They just enjoyed the show, you know?
Well, things bother older people more than they bother kids.
Well, I'm actually surprised Eric Clapton even did the show based on some of the stuff he had said prior to doing shows like that. I think Eric Clapton said, I'm not doing any shows that require people to get vaccinated or wear masks. So the fact that he even showed up was a good thing.
He did say that because he did get vaccinated in England, and right after he got vaccinated, he said he couldn't move his hands and fingers the way he normally does, and he couldn't play guitar for a little while. And then he got normal again, and he was able to play guitar. But after that happened, he said, on this tour, I don't want to play anywhere where the people have to get vaccinated. But here in New Orleans, you either had to get vaccinated or you had to show you tested negative for COVID over the last 3 days.
Right.
Those were the only two ways that you could get in to that concert. Those are the only two ways you can get into any bar or restaurant right now in New Orleans. I mean, it sucks. So,
I'm quite sure, but
I did think about it for a while, and I was just like, do I want to go and wear a mask for a couple hours?
Well, I'm quite sure Eric Clapton was aware of the rules, you know, before going to the Smoothie King Center. I'm quite sure he was aware of the mask mandates, even though he said what he said. However, I do believe that after Hurricane Ida, he felt like New Orleans needed something. So he did the show anyway. We talked about that last week.
It was the first concert in the Smoothie King Center in a year and a half.
Wow.
In 18 months, it was the first concert. That was like, welcome back to an arena rock show. And in a city like New Orleans, where there's always live music, there's always entertainment, and to think Eric Clapton was the first concert in a year and a half to perform at the Smoothie King Center. And from everything I read and from talking to friends, I mean, he was great. He's one of the greatest guitar players, at least greatest known guitar players that we know about. I say that because there's probably some guys in their garages or wherever that are really good. We just don't know who they are. And you mentioned Jimmy Vaughn opened up the show. Now, he's the brother of Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Stevie Ray Vaughan is a guy that I always put on the list, at the top of the list when it comes to the greatest guitar players who I ever saw. Stevie Ray Vaughan was so good, it was silly. And it was pretty cool that Jimmy Vaughan, Stevie Ray's brother, opening up for Eric Clapton, Slow Hand, on this tour.
I wonder if the bassist always feels slighted, because there's never a conversation of who the best bassist of the world is. We always talk about who's the best rock vocalist or who's the best guitar player, but you never really say who's the best bassist in rock.
No, and you even talk about best drummers too.
Yeah.
Who's
the best saxophone player in rock? You never hear about the other instruments. It's always the guitar or the singer or the drummer.
Who's the best keyboard player? Yeah, in rock. You never hear that. And bass is an important instrument too, but not as flashy as lead vocals, guitar, or drums. So it went well. Again, I wanted to go, and I thought about it, and I should have done what you said, Coleman. I should have just gone and just always had a beer in my hand for the whole show, and then I'd be able to drink my beer, and I wouldn't have to wear the mask for a couple hours straight.
Well, next time there's something, there you go.
Something to do. All right, coming up on the show this morning. Boy, were the Saints bad yesterday. As good as the Saints were in week one against Green Bay, they were that bad in week two yesterday in Carolina against the Panthers. Didn't even look like the same team. They couldn't do anything. And I was thinking, wow, after week one, and now after yesterday, I'm thinking, wow, oh no, Jesus. Stay tuned for that. And there was a big trash parade over the weekend. Hundreds of people showed up for the first annual trash parade here in New Orleans. We got a lot to talk about on the show this morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you, Guns N' Roses there. And this past weekend, I hope you had a good one, we celebrated the 30th birthday of the Guns N' Roses albums, Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, as well as the Ozzy Osbourne album, No More Tears. And I was just listening to Patience right there. And Patience was not on Use Your Illusion 1 or 2. And it wasn't on their first debut album either, Appetite for Destruction. There was 4 years in between those two Guns N' Roses albums. Appetite came out in 1987. And then The Illusions came out in September of 1991. So that's a long time in between albums. They put out something in between those two called GNR Lies. And that's where the song Patience came from, off the Guns N' Roses Lies release. You know what, I'm thinking about 1991. All those great albums that came out 30 years ago now. I mean, besides The Illusions and No More Tears, that's the year Nirvana, Nevermind came out. That's the year Pearl Jam's first album came out, 10. The Red Hot Chili Peppers released their biggest album Blood Sugar Sex Magik, Soundgarden, Bad Motor Finger came out in 1991, the Metallica Black Album, Smashing Pumpkins' first big album came out in 1991, Gish. U2's Actung Baby came out in 1991. R.E.M., Out of Time. You know, you just listen to those bands and those albums. That was all 1 year, and there's a lot more, too. And you just think, you look back, and I remember those albums coming out, and I thought, well, this is just how life is for rock and roll fans. I mean, this is what it's like. But now, 30 years later, I mean, we get nothing pretty much compared to what we were getting in 1991. I mean, there are plenty of new rock bands out there releasing albums, but they don't make any type of noise like so many of those albums did back in 1991.
Yeah, but think about all those albums coming out in 1 year, and you're a rock fan. Do you think you get overwhelmed or it's too much to process at one time? Because I know when I buy an album, I'm pretty much stuck on that album for a few months. I couldn't imagine like buying an album almost every week and just trying to process the new music over and over. Because, you know, usually like when albums came out, you had to go to the store and get them. I might get about two or three, and I just wear those two or three out. And, you know, I might get one more on the side, but just to listen to some new music. But other than that, I remember just listening to albums on constant repeat. So we have so many albums all coming out on the same year, all in one time. There's no way you can process all of that and enjoy it, right?
Well, I remember my friends and I, we were listening to music all the time. Because these albums just kept coming out, and we were listening to them all the time. Skid Row, Slave to the Grind, their second album came out, and that was fantastic. And then they had problems with the singer, and then they got rid of him. And even though they're still a band, they're nowhere to be found or seen. The albums just kept coming out. And you thought that it would never end. And it didn't, because 92 was a good year and 93 was a good year. Right up until the mid-90s, mid-late 90s. And then things started to slow down a little bit. But boy, you talk about a time in rock and roll history. 1991. I mean, just so much great music. It's interesting, and I think back then MTV was still playing videos for a little while longer.
Mm-hmm.
They were still playing videos. And Coleman, the other day, you and I were talking about how a week or two ago they had the MTV Video Music Awards. This year, less than 1 million people watched that on television.
I think that was their lowest ratings in history.
Ever.
I remember when we were talking about the VMAs, because it was about a week or two ago. And I was watching Indiana Jones at an Indiana Jones marathon, and on the corner of Chiron on the television screen, it actually had the countdown of when the VMAs were supposed to start. And I remember looking at that countdown thinking, all right, that's when I'm going to change the channel. Like, I actively wanted to avoid the VMAs. So when I saw the countdown go down and the Indiana Jones movie was coming to its end, I changed the channel because I didn't want to watch the VMAs. Like, I don't like award shows like that. It just, I don't know, something about them just cringe. Like, they try so hard. None of the people that I like ever get awarded or nominated. So I just cut it off.
Yeah, MTV said back in the day, they said they got to a point where they had to start doing other things. There were too many other channels popping up regionally all over the place that were playing music videos. So they had to go and do something else, which they did. But in doing so, they completely stopped playing music videos.
Yeah. Now it's all reality shows, teen mothers, and...
Yet they still, even though they don't play music videos anymore, they still have the MTV Video Music Awards, which, well, I guess they figured it used to be big, because it really did. The MTV Video Music Awards used to be big. I remember one year when Axl Rose hopped up on stage with Tom Petty during the MTV Video Music Awards and sang a song with him. And I thought, wow, this is cool.
Dude, I used to be into the awards when I thought it actually represented what I liked, and I thought they were actually real. But the more I got into it and the more I started watching award shows, it just seems like it's celebrities self-glossing themselves. And I used to wonder whenever somebody would win an award, like Best Album or Best New Artist or Best Female Vocalist, I always wondered, like, is my taste in music that different from the regular society? Because nobody that I ever thought should win would win. You know, and I felt like that about music awards, movie awards. Seemed like everything that I like never won anything, so I just tuned out.
Yeah, Van Halen released For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge in 1991 as well. Lenny Kravitz had Mama Said. The Cult put out an album, Ceremony. I mean, there were a lot. There were a lot.
For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge. I wonder what that could mean.
Well, you know what that means. And but there, man, 1991. And just living back then, just thinking this is how life is. We have so many great rock bands, and they just keep releasing great albums. And
do you think 91 was the best year for rock?
It was a great year. Again, that's subjective. It's hard to say which year was the, because some people would say you could pick a year in the late 60s. Some people would say you could pick a year in the early to mid 70s.
But when it comes to commercial success, though, when you think about the fact that they did have MTV music videos at the time where people can see their artists, you can see where they were headed to and where they were going. Like, they're going to be in Springfield, Colorado this weekend, and they had all the commercials, and you can just go to the store and buy the albums. I think they had the barcode sound scan at this time where you can actually beep, like they can keep track.
And it just started in 1991.
Right.
That's when the barcode to buy an album, they would beep.
Yeah, so commercially speaking, when it comes to money, that probably was one of the best years in rock.
Well, this was a fun weekend here at Bayou this past weekend with the 30th birthday of Guns N' Roses, Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, and Ozzy Osbourne, No More Tears. We paid tribute and played a bunch of stuff off of those albums. Hope you had a good weekend. I hope your weekend was better than the New Orleans Saints coming up on the show. Boy, did they look bad yesterday. As great as they looked in week one against the Green Bay Packers, they looked that bad yesterday in week two at the Carolina Panthers. That was brutal. We'll talk a bit about that. There was a trash parade in New Orleans yesterday because a lot of people are frustrated that the garbage isn't being picked up. And for a lot of people, it wasn't being picked up before Hurricane Ida. But Hurricane Ida made the trash problem worse. So there was a trash parade over the weekend. We have a lot to get to on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. There's something going up for auction that's pretty incredible. A rare edition copy of the United States Constitution. And they're thinking it's going to fetch around $20 million.
Cha-ching.
It's an exceptionally rare first edition printed copy of the United States Constitution. It's going on sale in New York at Sotheby's Auction House.
New York City!
It's one of just 11 surviving copies, and it's the last one in private hands from the first printing of the document's final text, produced for delegates of the 1787 Constitutional Convention and Continental Congress. You know, they, when they came up with the United States Constitution, following the production of two earlier drafts, the Constitutional Convention's official printers created 500 copies of a final official edition of the United States Constitution and distributed them to delegates. And so I guess now there's only 11 surviving copies of that. And one of them is going up for auction over the next few days up in New York.
$20 million. They know they can download the PDF for free, right?
I think they're aware of that, Coleman, yeah. Okay. Good point. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here. Coleman, there's a new beer that's out that is so strong it's illegal in 15 states.
Is that right?
Yeah. Samuel Adams is launching a new limited edition beer. But it's so potent, it's illegal in 15 of the United States of America. It's not illegal here, though, in Louisiana. The Samuel Adams is releasing a new version of its Utopias brand every 2 years, and the 12th edition will be on shelves starting October 11th. The reason why it's illegal in 15 of our United States is because the beer contains 28% alcohol by volume.
Count me in.
That's more than five times the potency of typical beers here in the United States.
I think I would give it a shot.
You could do shots of this beer. You know, a lot of people, they like to do a shot in a beer. With this, you can cut your time in half. You can do it at the pour a shot of the beer and just do it as a shot.
And what's the name of that beer? One more time, maybe.
Samuel Adams is releasing the beer. It's a new version of its Utopias brand every 2 years.
I'm going to have to check that out. It doesn't say whether it's a stout or a Pilsner or IPA or anything, right? It's a lager.
Yeah, I haven't.
I'll do the research. Trust me.
Utopias, they were first introduced in 2002, and they have increased in price over the years. But this is something, how this particular beer by Samuel Adams will contain 28% alcohol by volume. Again, that's more than five times the potency of typical United States beers.
I wonder what those states are doing that are so lame that you can't, yet that they have to bar certain alcohols by volume. I wonder what happened.
What's interesting is the states where it's illegal, both Mississippi and Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Missouri, Montana, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, Utah, Vermont, and West Virginia. Those are the 15 states where the new Samuel Adams beer that has 28% alcohol by volume is not legal.
This text says, Bayou Tech on LA 31 makes a couple that are 18 and 23% alcohol by volume.
Cool.
This text says, and Coleman, I'm counting on you, man. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Please count me in. What, October 18th, you said?
What's the normal, you know, what's the normal amount of alcohol in a regular beer?
In a typical beer, it can range between 2.3 to about 7, something like that. That's on a weaker side, though.
Percent
mm-hmm.
alcohol per beer. Well, this
this text says drink moonshine is 28%. Well, a potato skin or orange peel, I do both.
I remember when I was in college, grain alcohol was illegal. I went to college in Massachusetts. We had to drive to Rhode Island to buy a bottle of grain alcohol. And I know we made a punch up in our dorm room, but we also did a shot of it.
Yeah.
And you got to be careful doing that. That was stupid.
It was.
That, you could lose your eyesight.
Yeah.
By doing that, but you're
I think 190 proof Everclear is probably it's legal, but it's not. It is a grain alcohol, but it's not like moonshine. I think moonshine is still illegal technically here in Louisiana, but you know, if you still want to get to the grain, there is Everclear diesel 190. Stuff evaporates before you can even swallow it. It goes straight to the bloodstream.
I just thought it was interesting how Samuel Adams has a new beer that it's got so much alcohol in it. It's illegal in 15 states.
But you make a good point. Those people who are in those 15 states can probably travel to a nearby state and grab it like they do with fireworks, you know, and they try to smuggle it into their states.
Yeah, but it's legal here in Louisiana. All right, coming up next on the show, it's this morning's Big O. And boy, the Saints looked really bad yesterday. As great as they looked in week one against the Green Bay Packers, they looked that bad, just as bad yesterday in Carolina against the Panthers. It was almost like I wanted to smack my television set saying, what's wrong with this thing, watching the Saints yesterday? We'll talk about that. We have a lot to get to still on our show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
IU 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here. And it's time for this morning's Big O. How bad were the Saints yesterday? As great as the Saints were in week one, dismantling the Green Bay Packers, they were that bad yesterday being dismantled by the Carolina Panthers in Charlotte. They lost 26-7. They couldn't do anything. On offense, Alvin Kamara rushed for 5 yards.
Wow.
I mean, there are many plays, single plays, where Alvin Kamara rushes for 5 yards. He rushed for 5 yards in the entire game yesterday. Jameis Winston had his worst game as a quarterback ever. He had his lowest quarterback rating yesterday that he ever had in his career. His passer rating yesterday was 26.9. It was the worst passer rating he's ever had in a game in his whole career. They couldn't do anything. On offense, he dropped back to pass. He didn't have time because the offensive line was getting mauled. The receivers downfield, they weren't open. They couldn't do anything. And this is against a team whose quarterback just came over from the Jets because they basically gave up on him. And Sam Darnold is his name. And boy, he looked good. Expected so much more from the Saints defense as well. I know they had a couple of injuries. There's a couple holes there. But I didn't think they'd ever play that bad. I mean, when you look at you can't do anything on offense. You cannot run the ball. You cannot throw the ball. And then on defense, you're not able to stop the opponent. I've never seen such a drastic change in a team in a 7-day span. Again, they looked incredible against Green Bay, and they looked that bad yesterday. And who knows what the future holds? I know last Monday morning, 1 week ago today, I was in here saying this looks like it's going to be a fantastic year for the New Orleans Saints. And I know that they didn't have a bunch of their offensive coaches because they tested positive for COVID last week. There were several of their offensive coaches who did not make the trip to Carolina, but I don't know if you could blame how bad they were.
Well, based on what you've seen from the game in Green Bay compared to yesterday, in your opinion, what do you think it was? What do you think was the stark difference between last week and this week and this past?
Coleman, I've been watching football my whole life. They seemingly could do no wrong 1 week ago. Yesterday, they couldn't do anything right. I mean, nothing. It was as bad as you could be on a football field. Just like the week before was as good as they could be. I don't ever recall seeing such a drastic change within a week. It was almost like when you're watching the game, it's almost like, why did they get on the plane and go there? It seemed like they were so out of it that they would rather be doing anything else than playing football yesterday.
So now the question is, who are the real Saints? Are they the ones that showed up against Green Bay, or they were the ones that showed up yesterday? Who are the real Saints?
No idea. I don't know. And again, it's not like they were. And by the way, this weekend there were some great games this week. That game last night, Lamar Jackson in Baltimore finally beat Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, and the running back who came out of LSU, Edwards-Helaire, he fumbled in the right at the end of the game. And that cost Kansas City the game last night. But there were some fantastic football games.
Did your Tulane prediction come true?
No.
Okay.
Tulane got whooped by Ole Miss. I thought Tulane was going to give Ole Miss a game on Saturday. They lost by 40 points. And LSU played Central Michigan, one of the easier games on their schedule. They won in Baton Rouge, although they ran out of hotel rooms, they said, in Baton Rouge because of Hurricane Ida. No, Central Michigan wouldn't sleep it on the street, but there were no hotel rooms in Baton Rouge.
You know who that is, right? On the text machine?
Who's that?
It's Billy.
Oh, the Green Bay fan?
Yeah, he said, all I got to say is, sweet victory.
Well, Green Bay plays tonight, and they're playing at home against Detroit.
I don't think he means Green Bay. I think he means sweet victory because we feel what he felt last week.
Yeah, you know, our Green Bay Packer fan Billy, who texts us a lot, we feel the same 1 week apart because the Saints look just as bad as the Green Bay Packers looked.
Well, in a press conference, Peyton, he did take some responsibility. So it's not like one thing. Clearly, to play that bad, it's not one thing wrong. It's several things that went wrong, whether it's they didn't have their starting defensive players or offensive linemen, or they didn't have their offensive coaches, or things just weren't clicking. And maybe Carolina just scouted them really good to hold Alvin Kamara at 5 yards. They had to be paying attention what this dude was doing. So it's not even a fluke. I can't even say it's a fluke on Carolina's. And I think they just played really well and had the plays well scouted.
Well, I can't believe how bad the Saints looked yesterday. I would have never, ever thought that after how they looked week one. I wish I could tell you. Well, here's why, but I mean, obviously, it's still very early in the season. And speaking of the football season, starting tomorrow, we're getting our King of the Bayou going again. That's where you pick the NFL games. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. No point spreads. And weekly, whoever picks the most winners will win groceries from Zappardo's. And at the end of the year, the prizes for the yearly winner for our King of the Bayou this year are going to be worth over $6,000.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Yes! Woo!
And including a $4,000 diamond ring, a 65-inch flat screen HD TV. And this starts tomorrow. But you can sign up starting today. I mean, you could sign up. Just go to our website, bayou957.com. You'll see the King of the Bayou box. That's where I'm dressed like Elvis. I look like a moron. And sign up. It only takes a few seconds. Again, it's free. And we start this week. So we had the first 2 weeks off. So we could, because of Hurricane Ida, that's why we had the first 2 weeks off. But what those 2 weeks did was give us a chance to see all the teams play for a couple of weeks. And, well, with the Saints.
I still don't know.
It doesn't help at all.
It's 50-50. But thanks for not playing the Monday morning quarterback. Because, you know, you go on Facebook and everyone's like, we told you that Winston was the fluke. They should have put Taysom in. And they got the Monday morning quarterbacks trying to review plays and say what could have happened, what should have happened. But, you know, I mean, the way Jameis looked a week ago compared to yesterday.
But, yeah, he was bad, but it wasn't just his fault. The line didn't help him out much. His receivers weren't getting open. They couldn't run the ball a lick. Sure, he was part of the problem, but it wasn't only because of Jameis Winston. So, anyways, sign up for our King of the Bayou. Again. It only takes a few seconds. It's free. We have prizes every week and fantastic prizes for the winner at the end of the season. And you can go sign up on our website. And it starts this week. The first game of our King of the Bayou is Thursday night.
Yeah, so you can start picking on Tuesdays. Yeah,
you can start picking tomorrow, but sign up today. It's on our website. At Bayou957.com. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. According to a new poll, only 56% of Americans can name the three branches of government. That's pretty sad. Especially, I bet you 75% of Americans could name the three Kardashian sisters. But it's pretty sad when only 56% of Americans can name the three branches of government. That's pretty important to know in this, the greatest country on earth, which is the United States of America. The three branches of government, it's legislative, executive, and judicial.
So, I thought it was the long branch, the short branch, and the broken branch.
Well, you were close.
Shucks.
Oh, but the legislative, that's our government. That's our legislators. That's all of our senators and our congressmen. Then executive, that's the president. And then judicial, the judges, the justices, those are the three. But I just saw where only 56% of Americans could answer that question. Is that can't be a good thing that so many people in our country are just are things in our country, are things in the United States that great where so many people don't even need to know how our country is run?
I guess they say ignorance is bliss, right?
Ignorance is bliss, Coleman. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, J.O. here with you. And on Saturday, they had the first trash parade here in New Orleans. That's right. It was a fun garbage parade, garbage walk. We told you about this at the end of last week. And it started at 11 a.m. on Saturday, 2 days ago, at the corner of Elysian Fields and St. Claude Avenues. And then they marched to City Hall, the idiot box. And the reason they had the trash parade, people are protesting the garbage collection issues. It's been a disaster since Hurricane Ida, but it was bad before Hurricane Ida. There were several neighborhoods in New Orleans long before Hurricane Ida that were having issues getting their garbage picked up because the garbage companies didn't have enough employees. They didn't have enough garbage men. And you put Hurricane Ida on top of that, and it's a stinking disaster. And so on Saturday, hundreds, I don't know the exact number, but hundreds of people showed up, call them protesters, but they showed up to express their outrage over the problems with picking up the garbage here in the city of New Orleans, the very first annual trash parade. And a bunch of people there said that their garbage hasn't been picked up before Hurricane Ida. And the city of New Orleans, I know that they have talked to some other companies, but that they are doing what they can, much like Entergy did after Hurricane Ida. Entergy went out and they got over 20,000 extra crews to come in from different parts of the country to help get our power restored. The city of New Orleans is going to have to do something similar, not as big, obviously, to call out for garbage men from outside of our area to come in and pick up the trash. It stinks in a lot of parts of the city right now.
Well, during the trash parade, there was somebody texting updates here. So this text comes from when the trash parade was going on, and it says, update, after dumping about 20 bags on City Hall steps this evening, it's funny that the city was able to find a garbage truck to come along with pressure washing trucks. I guess it's true that some animals are more equal than others, meaning that when they dumped the trash on City Hall steps, it was funny how the city was able to get trucks right there to come pick up that trash that they left and pressure wash the steps to sanitize it. But they did say that Friday that they were going to start a Mardi Gras style cleanup, the city did, meaning that they was going to start going down different streets and neighborhoods and using like police escorts and the little spinny things that they do at the Mardi Gras, those little machines with the little brushes at the bottom and all kind of sanitation and pressure washing trucks. That's probably where they got that stuff from.
Yeah, they called it, they said the city of New Orleans said that they're going to do the Mardi Gras style pickup. Again, no bands, no crews, no people in costumes. They were just talking about the equipment that they use when they clean up Mardi Gras. But yeah, I guess some people did dump some garbage at City Hall.
Which was predictable. The guy who put it together said he was going to throw a ceremonial trash bag on the steps, like just to symbolize trash. But I knew there were going to be some people actually throwing their real trash on the steps of City Hall. You can't open Pandora's box like that and expect nothing like that to happen.
It's amazing that City Hall was able to get the garbage that was dropped on their front steps picked up very quickly. You know, it's like when you see pictures of some of these politicians at public gatherings or at parties, and they're not wearing masks, you know, yet they're demanding that our kids in the classrooms have to wear masks.
Right, that's where the Animal Farm reference comes from that text. Some animals are just more equal than others, I guess, right?
Animal Farm is a good book. It's a real good book. Well, anyways, the first annual trash parade went fairly well, and hundreds of people showed up on Saturday, and hopefully, you know, we're gonna get our garbage picked up sooner than later. And I know in Jefferson Parish there's still some issues picking up the trash too, picking up the garbage as well. And hopefully, they're going to, you know, the garbage companies are going to have full staffs again. I mean, because the coronavirus money has stopped coming in, whether it was at the state level or at the federal level, that money has stopped coming in. So people need to go back to work now. All right, coming up on the show. There was something that happened in New Orleans on Thursday night at a restaurant that I need to tell you about. It was a wild scene, and I also got to tell you about what happened at a baby shower that I've never seen happen before in my life. Stay tuned for those and more. We still got the dumbest thing I read all morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And this past Saturday night, two nights ago, Eric Clapton played the Smoothie King Center, one of the greatest guitarists ever. And it was the first concert in the Smoothie King Center in 18 months, a year and a half. And Jimmy Vaughn, Stevie Ray's brother, opened up for Eric Clapton. And the people I know who went, they all said it was a really good show. I was going to go. I've seen Slowhand before, but this past Saturday night I didn't go because they said that you'd have to wear a mask inside the Smoothie King Center for the whole concert, as long as you weren't eating or drinking, to which Coleman said that I should have been double fisted with beers the whole show, and then I wouldn't have had to put my mask on at all, because right. I'd be drinking constantly during during the Clapton show. But some of the friends that I talked to who went, they said that they wore a mask to get in the Smoothie King Center, but once they got in, they took their masks off and they didn't put them back on ever, and they weren't eating or drinking, which was something. Plus, Saturday night there was some really good college football on Saturday night. There were great games this weekend, both in college football and in the NFL.
And you say your prediction came wrong with Tulane, right?
Yeah, I thought Tulane was going to give Ole Miss a game. I really did, but they didn't. And Ole Miss, they're a top 15 team in the country right now. But week one, Tulane almost beat Oklahoma, and Oklahoma was number two at the time. And that game was supposed to be at Tulane. It was supposed to be uptown, but because of Hurricane Ida, they moved that game to Oklahoma, and boy, Tulane played with them right till the end, but they did not do the same this past weekend. And, you know, I know Tulane has been down for a long time, but this coach they have, he's been there a few years now. They're getting better and better and better. That's why I expected a better game from the Green Wave this past Saturday, but it didn't happen. Hey, did you see what happened in New Orleans on Thursday night? This past Thursday night, these four women, they went out to dinner at the Fiery Crab restaurant here in New Orleans. And when dinner was over, the four of them just got up and they walked out. And one of the employees of the restaurant got in one of the women's way and said, well, wait a minute, you've got to pay. Well, that woman threatened to shoot the employee of the Fiery Crab restaurant. And now New Orleans police are asking for the public's help identifying and finding this woman who threatened to shoot a restaurant employee as she left without paying her bill. You know, usually when people chew and screw, they get out of the restaurant pretty quick after they eat their meal. But these four women, they just stood up after they were done with their meal, and they walked out the door. And the employee of the Fiery Crab stopped one of them and said, hey, What are you doing? You got to pay for what you just ate, and she threatened to shoot the employee. That's not very ladylike.
Well, there's two ways to think about it. Either they knew that they weren't going to pay and they were armed, so that's why they took their time, or maybe they did intend to pay, but they just didn't like the food, so they're like, screw this, I'm walking out. But like you said, usually when people chew and screw, they run out. So the fact that they took their lovely time, that's the oddity in the situation.
Yeah, it makes me wonder, Coleman, if when they were planning this evening, if this was the plan the whole time. If they said, remember, this is last Thursday night. They said, okay, let's go out, get dinner. And I wonder if that was the plan from the beginning, or if something happened during their meal where they looked at each other and decided, no, we're not going to pay for this.
Yeah, so four women all together on the same. Because like you said, this is one of those things that we always expect men to do. You can see a group of guys being silly and like saying, hey, let's run out of here. But four women, you don't necessarily think that they would have that mentality to just walk out. And the way they walked out, they didn't run out, they walked out. It makes me think maybe they didn't like their service, so they all just said, screw it, we're not paying for our service. That's what it seems like to me. But to threaten someone with the gun, like, I would shoot you, now that takes it to an entirely different level.
My first big radio job was in Hartford, Connecticut. I was on a rock station in Hartford, Connecticut. And there was either a Friday or a Saturday night. With some friends, I went out. We went to a club and we saw a live band. And then after, we went, it was a Denny's, I think. And it was late at night. And there was a big group of us there. And I'll be honest with you, I was drunk. But I ate my food and evidently nobody paid for the food. But while I was in there, someone who worked at the restaurant, I guess, listened to the radio show and knew who I was. So when I went to work on Monday, I got called into the program director's office. He said, hey, there's this restaurant called and said you were with a group of people who ate food but didn't pay for it. Did you go to this restaurant over the weekend? I said, yeah, but I didn't realize nobody paid. It was after going to see a local band in a club, and I was feeling great. I didn't...
So nobody sorted out, like nobody was Mr. Moneybanks said, everything's on me. Nobody yelled that out you could remember?
No, that wasn't said. And so later that day or the next day, I went back to that Denny's and I paid for the food.
I've done that a few times where I forgot to pay for something. Twice that I could remember. One, I forgot to pay the stripper for a lab dance, but luckily I remembered, like, oh, man, hey, here's your money for the lab dance. I forgot. And then another time, I think I left a bar without paying a tab, and I completely forgot. But I actually remembered. I called them and asked, like, I have a lot of money in my wallet, more money than I'm supposed to. Did I pay you for those drinks? And then she looked at the tab. Oh, no, your tab is still open. So I went back and paid the tab. But twice that has happened to me where I forgot to pay. And then when it dawned on me that I didn't pay, I went back and paid.
Yeah, I wonder if these women, again, I wonder if these four women, if this was part of their plan the whole time when they were eating dinner this past Thursday night at the Fiery Crab restaurant here in New Orleans, or something happened during the dinner, and these four women just got up and walked out. And then when one of the employees said, hey, to one of them, what are you doing? One of the women said, I'll shoot you.
This text says, only one that threatened to shoot the person is going to get in trouble. Everyone else is going to say that she was supposed to pay. The person with the gun was supposed to pay. That would be something. The one with the gun was the one that said, come on out, it's on me. Everybody, all get anything you want, eat what you want, it's on me. And they all thought she was going to pay. But then when they got time to pay the bill, she's like, I will shoot you. That's the how I'm going to pay for it.
We always appreciate your texts. Thank you. And feel free to text us anytime during the show. Doesn't matter what we're talking about. You can text us about anything you want. Always keep it short, one or two sentences. And if it's good, we'll read it on the show. We appreciate it. We still got the dumbest thing I read all morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Baby showers are supposed to be fun, right? A woman is having a baby, have a baby shower, friends and family members come over and they give gifts for the woman or baby. There was a baby shower the other day in Pennsylvania. People got into argument over gifts. Three people got shot.
Uh-huh.
Three people got shot at a baby shower. Three people were shot and wounded at a baby shower in western Pennsylvania after an argument occurred over gifts at the shower.
I mean, were they arguing about who the gifts were for? Because it's clearly for the pregnant person, right?
Well, this happened, Coleman, right near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in a town right outside of Pittsburgh. And police got a phone call saying that there was a shooting at a baby shower.
911, what's your emergency?
People started arguing over gifts that the mother received, and that's all it says in the police report. I don't know how the argument could have resulted in someone pulling out a gun at a baby shower and shooting three people.
Exactly. That's the part that confuses me. What could you possibly get into an argument over gifts about? Is it who sent the gifts? Is it whose gift is better? Whose gift you should open up first? Who the gifts are really for? Were the gifts good or not? Like, it's a baby shower, right?
It's hard to even imagine people going to an event where you're welcoming a new human being into the world, and then someone there pulls out a gun looking to take someone or people out of the world. All over gifts at the baby shower.
I never understood why they call it a baby shower instead of the pregnant woman shower. I know you're supposed to shower the baby with gifts, but the baby's still inside the tummy, and you're really giving the pregnant woman all the gifts. So it should be pregnant woman shower, right?
But I think baby shower rolls off the tongue a little bit easier.
Yeah, I learned that I'm going to have to stay away from baby showers and gender reveal parties. It's just too dangerous out there.
Well, coming up next on the show, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And that was pretty dumb, a shooting at a baby shower. But but wait till you hear why this guy is going to jail for a little bit. That's next on the dumbest thing I read all morning here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here, and it's time for the dumbest thing I read all morning. Man jailed for calling 911 many times to report he was tired. An Indiana man who repeatedly called 911 to inform...
911, what's your emergency?
I'm tired. To inform police operators that he was tired will spend the next 2 months resting up in a county jail. 61-year-old Daniel Schroeder was arrested at his home in Evansville, Indiana, in connection with a bunch of 911 calls placed. Now, this isn't the first time Daniel Schroeder has gotten in trouble for calling 911. I personally, and I'm knocking on wood because I feel fortunate, but I've never called 911 once in my life. Have you, Coleman?
Once, and it didn't work out, so I just stopped. Now I just handle my business myself.
But some people have an issue with calling 911. Like, you read some news stories, and you'll say, oh yeah, like if there's a problem at a house somewhere. Oh yeah, well, police were called to that house several times in the past, and like I couldn't imagine ever calling 911 unless unless I had to, unless my life was at stake.
Well, you know, some people call 911 for altercations. Some people call 911 because they were missing a chicken nugget or the ice cream machine was broken. But this guy, he just seems like he's very up in age. He might have some sort of dementia. You said he was 61, right?
He's 61. He just got arrested for repeatedly calling 911 to tell them he was tired. And that happened literally a day after he pleaded guilty to prior misuse of the 911 system. In the earlier case, he admitted calling 911 to report that he was upset that a female relative was not following his rules. So he called 911 a bunch of times about that. He got in trouble, went to court. And then the day after his court case for that, he repeatedly called 911 to tell them he was tired.
Those people who call 911 for instances like this, it makes me wonder what do they expect the police to do? Did he want the police to come in and read him a lullaby or sing him a lullaby or read him a bedtime story or maybe give him some NyQuil? Like, what did he expect the police to do?
You know, we used to see someone like this, Coleman, and we'd say, this guy's a nut or he's nuts. Well, now with the way people talk about mental illness, this guy obviously has mental illness.
I think he has some form of dementia. I think he's old. He's just old and weary, and maybe he should be in a home instead of a jail cell.
But it's incredible how he was just in court for calling 911 several times, saying that a female relative was not following his rules. And in that court case, a judge ordered him to serve 6 months in jail, but suspended his jail sentence on the condition that he does not call 911 unless it's an emergency. And the next day, the day after that court case, the day after the judge told him that, he called 911 over and over and over again to tell them he was tired.
They should have gave him a number to like a sex hotline or something. So it seems like this guy has a lot of time on his hands. He seems to be pretty lonely. So maybe they should give him a number to a sex line so he can like talk to some Russian mail order bride or something like that.
Well, now he's got 60 days in jail. But the man who kept calling 911 to tell them he was tired, the day after, he had a court case.
You think when he got his phone call that he called 911 from the jail? You know how they give you a phone call in jail? You think he called 911 with that phone call?
Wouldn't that be something that's his one phone call?
911?
Well, the guy who kept calling 911 to tell them he was tired, that's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.